Welcome to the Friday, December the 9th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 16th episode of the 2022-2023 school year. That means we're getting close to number 18, which will be the end of the semester, which also marks our winter break. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope that this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Kayla Marshall at the Wayne Preparatory Academy. Kayla wins a Jeans Day for herself and her team. I think this is number two or three for Wayne Prep. Congratulations to the Wayne Preparatory Academy and Kayla Marshall. Let's go ahead and jump in. It has been another incredible, amazing week in Wayne Township. Last week, in honor of Giving Tuesday, the Wayne Township Education Foundation celebrated Giving Tuesday, the We Are Wayne Way. Great schools, great community. Our motto was never truer than during our week of giving, which exceeded our expectations. With leadership from the Wayne Township Education Foundation for this project, I am incredibly moved and grateful to this community and our staff for their outpouring of support to our schools. Now listen here, $19,000, that's right, $19,000 was raised to create student experiences throughout the MSD of Wayne Township through creative teaching in our classrooms. Congratulations to all of our teachers and the Education Foundation for an absolutely incredible Giving Tuesday, raising $19,000 to support student experiences in our schools. We had over 550 supporters, and with those supporters, we do hope that these gifts will let our staff know that the community is rooting for you and wants to make sure that they are here to help bring the curriculum to life. With the donations received, our schools will be creating new opportunities, including STEM programs, a kiln, PE equipment, instruments, after-school club supplies, an international festival, mental health wellness Wednesdays, multicultural books and STEM materials, and much more. One of the main goals during our week of giving was participation. And for the second year in a row, drum roll please, Stoutfield Elementary School inspired an unprecedented level of support, achieving the greatest level of donor participation. For this incredible engagement level, the Wayne Township Education Foundation is awarding Stoutfield an additional $1,000 to purchase a kiln for their art program. Congratulations to Stoutfield Elementary School and, for the second year in a row, their highest level of support in the MSD of Wayne Township. We'd like to thank all of our staff who made donations to support their favorite schools. Speaking of support, this past Tuesday, we had the privilege to host a group of over 40 of our community leaders during our quarterly community leaders meeting. We were able to share an update on the district's innovative energy management projects and the impactful cost savings that allow us to redirect those funds where they belong in our classrooms. We also shared inspiring stories of generosity within our school community and offered practical ways that our community can support students during this season of giving. Also this week, we had two different days in which we had design sessions for our strategic plan. That work continues to move forward, and we reflected on our mission, vision, and values and began to look at strategies around the focus areas identified by our community. In our most recent 7Cs surveys, almost 11,000 of our 16,000 students were able to participate, in addition to the over 8,000 surveys we received from our staff and from our community. We look forward to sharing more about our strategic planning in the upcoming weeks and months. Always very pleased and thankful for our wellness coaches. This week, they put on a wellness challenge. We hope that you've been enjoying this latest wellness challenge, which started this December the 1st. Our wellness coaches have been gifting us a daily email with great health tips and information each day. If you haven't had a chance to read those yet, be sure to check those out. Well, we are now at my favorite time of our weekly podcast, and that is the recognition and getting to know one of our staff members. This week, I'm excited to welcome Megan Walker, who is a teacher at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. Thank you so much for joining us, Mrs. Walker.
Thank you, Dr. Butt.
You and I had a chance to meet and get to know each other a little bit during a recent board visit at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been a teacher?
Well, I've been in education for, I believe, about 8 or 9 years. I started as a building substitute at Lyndhurst back when Ms. Poindexter was one of the assistant principals over there. Yeah. And I served in many capacities and was able to teach a variety of subjects, which helped me to get a feel for what I really wanted to teach. And then, of course, that became business. So it's been about 8 or 9 years.
Excellent. So your principal, Mr. Mark, identified you and highlighted you during our board visit as a new teacher making a significant impact. What made you decide to become a teacher?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but I had a desire to teach and actually be a principal since I was a very young girl. But as I got older, many things and desires in my mind, I kind of drifted away from it. And I originally went to college to study communications because I thought, well, I like to write and I wanted to be a journalist. So I went to Texas Southern University in Houston and I was majoring in communications, writing for the school newspaper and really enjoying it. But then after Hurricane Katrina kind of came through and swept everything out, things got a little chaotic rather quickly. And I moved back home soon after I got married, started a family and continued to work in our small restaurant business here in the city that's owned by my family. I went from working in the actual restaurant to working in the office and managing the office, which consisted of accounts receivable and accounts payable, and then eventually working very closely with the CEO and handling much of the financial affairs. I was studying business at Martin University and pretty much planning my life around where I was instead of planning it around where I wanted to be. I love the world of business, and although my position was rather rewarding, it was beneficial, and it became quite comfortable for me at times. It was busy, and it didn't always include my family time, my flexibility, or an opportunity to connect with others as much as I desired. I was already a wife and a mom, and I just believe that a great deal of raising our children is simply being there, actually raising them and not leaving them to figure it out all on their own. So I left my accounting position, not really knowing what was next. I just knew that it was time for change. So my husband, who also works in the district, encouraged me to apply for the subposition that was open at Lyndhurst at that time. So I figured, why not? I figured that'd be a great opportunity. So I applied, interviewed, and got the job. And I didn't know that I would be there for several years. And I tried leaving once and thinking that I just needed to make more money, but I realized that that wasn't it either. It was so much more to what God was trying to do with me that was and still is a way that's way more important than the amount of money that I make. And so I learned that, like I said, after leaving and coming back, I realized that it wasn't about the money. I quickly returned to my sub position and stayed there until I felt led to move. I enrolled in the Transition to Teach program with IWU, and then I was offered a position as a business teacher in Pike Township. I took that position, but then again found myself returning to Wayne, and that's how I ended up here at Chapel Hill.
That is quite a story. You mentioned your husband. I don't want to miss the opportunity to say a shout out to Jonas Walker, who yes. is in our transportation department, always has a smile on his face, always somebody who is advocating for our children, and just an amazing human being. So just wanted to make a shout out to Jonas since you mentioned him in your last question or your last answer.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I agree with everything you said about him.
Yeah, absolutely. I figured you probably might. So you talked a little bit about obviously making the transition while a wife and a mother. You were in a position for accounting and decided to become a teacher. What was that like to go through that transition to teaching process while still trying to take care of your home and raise your family and just be a wife and mother?
Oh, it was a great deal of sacrifice and still is as I'm getting ready to go finish my master's for education here in January. So it's still a sacrifice. We're a busy family. We stay busy. We have a couple of other companies that we run with out of our home, actually. And we stay busy. So it was busy. It was it was a sacrifice to do it. But I just kept the end goal in mind. And my family kind of rallied around me and we're just very supportive of one another. So exciting. It's been a wonderful experience. I've learned so much, and I've had the privilege of sharing the gifts and talents and skills that I've had with my students to help them become successful and independent and professional. It's my teach and go mission to show my students that the sky's the limit, that they can reach for their goals and dreams no matter how far away they may sometimes seem. Just keep moving forward and toward the goal.
Well, first of all, good luck on completing your master's degree. That's another huge accomplishment. And as I always tell people, once you earn that degree, nobody can ever take it away. So congratulations on that accomplishment.
Thank you.
You talked about helping your students. And one of the things that particularly caught my interest was an extra program, an extra kind of above and beyond program that you started. We know that teachers make a significant impact in the classroom, but it's really those relationships and the opportunities to work with children after school hours, outside of the normal classroom environment, that really make that significant impact on their lives and on their future. And so you created something called the Love Center. Can you tell us more about what the Love Center is and kind of walk us through how it's evolved?
Yes, absolutely. The Love Center is a free hair care service for students at Chapel Hill. Doing hair is something that I've done since I was about 10 years old. I like to do hair, and I enjoy seeing young ladies feel confident and happy. And I know even for myself, sometimes a simple hairdo can change the way that I'm feeling about myself or a situation that I may be dealing with. I didn't grow up on a flower bed of ease. It wasn't always easy. So I know the struggles that some of our students encounter. Many of them remind me of myself, and I often look at them and reflect on how I was feeling at their age and the things that made a difference for me, the people that helped me along the way, and I just want to be there to make a difference for my students as well. It's really important to me, and I know it means a lot to the children and the families that benefit from the center as well. So I just try to provide those services for them, and students stop me in the hall sometimes and just ask for simple things. And I'm like, yeah, come on in my room. I got you. I can take care of it. So that's pretty much what it is. It's a hair care service available to all of our students.
You're only one person, so talk to me about how you handle all of the different students who are interested in working with you or having you work with their hair.
Well, typically it goes through a Google form that any Wayne Township staff member can fill out to recommend basically just to recommend that they come to the center, because sometimes the students may not always voice that they need assistance. And so if a staff member recognizes that there's something that, you know, could be done to help a student, then they'll reach out via the Google form, letting me know kind of the situation, and then I'll reach out to the student and just send them an invitation to come and see me, and we'll talk about it and see what we can do. And then there are tons of other staff members here in the building who have offered to help in the event that I'm, like, overbooked or anything like that. And so I have lots of support here at Chapel Hill, and that's typically how we do things.
So I know that I had a chance to talk to the cosmetology program. They're super excited. But what about other individuals? Because I know hair care products and hair in general, it's not cheap. So how might somebody, if they wanted to support the Love Center, how would they go about doing that?
They would just contact me directly. On the brochure there, I left my information, my email and telephone number, and they would just contact me and let me know that they want to donate. And we can set up a time or figure out which way they would like to donate, and I'll be happy to receive anything they're willing to donate.
Excellent. And here in Wayne, for those who are not familiar, our email address is our first name, last name, so you would get a hold of Mrs. Walker at Megan, M-E-G-A-N, dot Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, at wayne.k12.in.us. Again, that's Megan Walker at wayne.k12.in.us. Well, let's shift gears here a little bit. As we think about your classroom environment, what is the very best day that you've had as a teacher?
I would have to say that those days that students send me emails, stop by my room to drop off a note. Sometimes when I'm not in here, I'm in the cafeteria or somewhere else in the building, I'll come back and there'll be a note on my desk from a student, or they see me in the hallway and express how being in my class has made a difference in their lives. or how something that I've said or done has helped them in any way. Us educators, we work tirelessly to be effective and help students to be equipped for life. And it just means a lot to me when I learn that it's actually working for our students. So for me, it's the small things that matter the most.
Yeah, there are fewer rewards that mean more than a student's acknowledgement of what we're doing and the difference that we're making. So thank you for that. Now, you mentioned you're running a couple businesses, you're going to school, you're teaching. So I'm going to modify this question that we normally ask our guests. What do you like to do when you're not doing all of those other things?
I was thinking about that, and I said, it seems that I'm always working in some form or fashion. So my family and I are heavily involved in our church and also have several small businesses and stuff that we run together as an author and business owners. And just as long as we're together, I'm happy. I love spending time with my family and working to enhance my relationship with Christ through reading and studying the Bible and praying. I love being in my prayer room at home. I go there very, very often.
That's great. I would agree that especially as we're coming off of Thanksgiving or coming into the holiday season, family is critically important and obviously our faith. So thank you for sharing that. If you were to pick one place on earth, what is your favorite place?
I love the beach. I love being on the water. It's so far away. I can't always get there, of course, but I do love it. Absolutely love it. And my whole family, we love the water.
The sand and the toes tends to be a fairly common answer. I think we all, especially this time of year, as we're coming into the cold season, we all long for those warm summer actually, just the warm days in down in the south where the beach is often. We don't
so relax.
Absolutely. Well, Mrs. Walker, I just want to say thank you so much for all that you do for our students at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center, the impact you're making through the Love Center, and thank you for joining us today in our podcast.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bunt.
Well, coming up, we have several events. This upcoming Saturday, which is tomorrow, December the 10th, Ben Davis High School Holiday Pop Soiree. Not familiar with a soiree? That's because it used to be called, actually was, the replacement for the Madrigal Dinner. This year, it will be a brand new show, so look forward this Saturday, tomorrow, December the 10th, to the Ben Davis High School Holiday Pops Soiree. Next week, our school board will have a meeting on Monday, December the 12th, here at the Education Center. On Tuesday, Ben Davis High School Band Holiday Concert begins at 6:30. Then the school board will be visiting Rhodes Elementary School on Thursday, December the 15th, and that evening, the Ben Davis Jazz Concert will happen at 7 p.m. at Ben Davis High School. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.